Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Madrigal's Magic Key to Spanish by Margarita Madrigal is a classic self-study language guide that teaches Spanish through a practical, grammar-centered method. First published in the mid-20th century and kept in print for decades, it aims to make Spanish feel approachable for English speakers by emphasizing patterns, word building, and immediate sentence creation rather than heavy memorization. The book is organized as a sequence of short lessons with clear explanations, followed by repetitive exercises designed to lock in structures through use. A distinctive feature often noted by readers is its unconventional ordering of verb tenses, introducing past and future forms early to help learners start expressing real meaning quickly. Along the way, it offers pronunciation guidance and a streamlined presentation that avoids the clutter of many modern textbooks. Overall, its purpose is to give beginners and returning learners a usable foundation in core Spanish grammar and the confidence to actively produce the language. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a pattern-based bridge from English to Spanish. A central idea in Madrigal's approach is that Spanish is easier when you learn to see consistent patterns rather than isolated facts. The book repeatedly connects Spanish forms to what English speakers already know, using familiar logic to reduce the feeling of starting from zero. Instead of presenting grammar as a list of rules to memorize, it treats grammar as a set of tools that let you generate meaning on demand. This includes learning how common endings, small function words, and predictable transformations work so that you can understand and create new phrases without needing a huge vocabulary first. The method encourages active production early. You are prompted to form your own sentences and variations, which makes the structures feel usable rather than theoretical. This pattern focus also supports comprehension, because learners become trained to notice how Spanish signals time, person, and relationships between ideas. For self-learners, that clarity matters. It turns Spanish into something you can reason through, not something that only makes sense after years of exposure. Secondly, a deliberate focus on essential high-utility grammar. The book prioritizes the grammar learners are most likely to meet in everyday Spanish, aiming for practicality over exhaustive coverage, rather than overwhelming beginners with rare constructions or dense terminology. It concentrates on the structures that unlock real communication core verb behavior, common sentence patterns, and the basic mechanics needed to express who does what, when, and to whom. This selective approach is one reason many readers describe it as unusually clear. Each lesson is designed to move the learner forward with minimal distraction, so the study time goes into building a working system instead of collecting disconnected trivia. The result is a foundation comparable to what a student might cover in early classroom sequences, but delivered in a way that is more direct and self-study friendly. The emphasis on what is useful also supports motivation. When learners quickly recognize the structures they are learning in spoken or written Spanish, the language stops feeling abstract and starts feeling present in the real world. Thirdly, unconventional verb tense sequencing to speed up expression. Many Spanish courses begin with the present tense and stay there for a long time, postponing other tenses until later. Madrigal's Magic Key is known for breaking with that tradition by bringing past and future expression into the picture early. For learners, this can be empowering because it allows meaningful communication sooner. Describing what happened and what will happen is central to real conversation. Introducing these ideas early also trains students to think in complete timelines rather than treating the present tense as the default mode. The book uses guided practice to make these forms feel manageable, leaning on repetition and pattern recognition so that tense changes become a matter of controlled transformation rather than guesswork. This sequencing can be especially helpful for adults who want to talk about plans, experiences, and narratives quickly, while learners still need continued exposure and practice to become fluent. The early expansion beyond the present tense supports a more functional command of Spanish and can reduce the shock that often comes when additional tenses finally appear in other textbooks. Fourthly, repetition and structured exercises as the core learning engine. The book's teaching style is not primarily entertainment-oriented. Its strength is disciplined, highly structured practice that reinforces each concept until it becomes automatic. Lessons typically pair a brief explanation with multiple opportunities to apply the new structure in varied but controlled ways. This repetition is purposeful. It reduces cognitive load by keeping vocabulary and context simple, while the learner focuses on mastering the grammatical move being taught. Over time, the exercises build a habit of transforming sentences, substituting words, and adjusting forms to match meaning. That process mirrors what fluent speakers do mentally, but at a slower, more visible pace that beginners can handle. For self-learners, the design supports consistency. Short chapters make it easier to maintain momentum, and the practice-heavy format discourages passive reading. The approach also makes it easier to diagnose gaps. If you cannot complete an exercise smoothly, you know exactly which structure needs review. In that sense, the repetition is not busy work, it is the mechanism that turns explanation into usable skill. Lastly, pronunciation support and a no-fluff presentation for self-study. Although the book is not an audio course, it does address pronunciation with practical guidance aimed at helping English speakers approximate Spanish sounds more accurately. This matters because early pronunciation habits can be hard to change later, and beginners often need reassurance that Spanish spelling is relatively consistent once core sound patterns are understood. Another defining trait is the book's uncluttered presentation. Many language textbooks include extensive cultural photos, sidebars, and design elements that can distract from the learning task. Madrigal's approach is more utilitarian. Explanations are kept straightforward, and the page is used mainly for instruction and practice. For learners who prefer clarity over decoration, that restraint makes it easier to focus and to move steadily through the material. Because the book reflects an earlier era, some examples or tone may feel dated to modern readers, but the underlying pronunciation tips and the clean instructional style remain useful. When combined with modern listening resources, the book's clarity can serve as a strong backbone for a self-directed study plan. In conclusion, Madrigal's Magic Key to Spanish is best suited for beginners, returning learners, and motivated self-studiers who want to understand how Spanish works rather than simply memorize phrases. Readers who have felt stuck in traditional courses often benefit from its emphasis on patterns and on building sentences with a small set of powerful tools. The practical payoff is confidence you gain a structured grasp of essential grammar and the ability to manipulate forms intentionally, which supports both speaking and comprehension. Intellectually, the book offers a satisfying sense of order, showing Spanish as a system that can be learned through reasoning and practice. It also stands out in the crowded Spanish learning category because it is lean and purposeful. Instead of relying on glossy presentation, it uses clear explanations and repetition to produce results. And its early attention to expressing past and future meaning can make learners feel capable sooner than a present tense-only approach. The book is not a complete solution by itself. Most learners will still need additional input for listening practice, vocabulary growth, and real conversation. But as a grammar and sentence-building backbone, it remains a distinctive and effective guide that many readers continue to recommend decades after its first publication. If you would like to support Margarita Madrigal, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.